Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You know, in the NBA, there's been this overarching story this past week regarding China, which I will get to. But pardon me if I don't feel like starting with it right away, because as an NBA fan myself, the thing that sticks out to me the most at this moment, just this very moment, when I wake up, I wasn't excited going, yeah, China, controversy, let me go, talk, what do you think? I woke up this morning going, Zion, that's what I was seeing last night. And I want to ask, when it comes to the China controversy, which we'll get to in just a second, one thing I really wonder about that topic is whether or not the fans care about that at all, or if it's like a media-generated story. Because I do think the media cares about that story much more than the actual fans do. And sometimes that happens. And, you know, because a lot of the big opinions I've seen on it, or the takes, you know, I've seen on it have come from the media, and I haven't had much interaction with fans on it. But maybe I'm wrong, and I'm sure I'll get some interaction from you. But before we get to that, I do want to address something with Zion, which is, you know, this idea that, well, it's the NBA, and he's going to have to deal with grown men. You know, got news for you. That kid's a grown man. You don't get more grown than Zion. You might get more mature than Zion, but you don't get more grown than that kid. He is grown to the max. I actually think Zion's going to be better at the pro level than he was in college. I don't think that's going to be much of a discussion. College basketball has a way of stifling individual talent. The coaches are the stars. At the college level, the spacing is not the same at the college level. The game is micromanaged more at the college level. It's far more structured. At the pro level, you know, even though it's a higher level, and partially because it's a higher level, the coaches tend to let them play basketball. I mean, there are systems and everything, but not every possession is, all right, you get to the top of the key, you direct this. You know, and in college, you see so much like horizontal side-to-side passing that doesn't necessarily get anywhere. And there's less dribble drive. Again, there's less spacing, all that sort of stuff. But the coach is the authority figure to a huge degree in college. And that's why oftentimes you'll see, you know, guys who wind up being NBA stars don't even necessarily shine to that level in college. Or they become NBA superstars, and in the NCAA tournament, you know, they weren't exactly the best player, or they didn't light it up or carry their team through the NCAA tournament. I mean, think about so many of the college basketball heroes that you know who have some made it to the NBA and had success, like a Kemba Walker, right? But some have made it to the NBA with less success, like a Shabazz Napier. And some, you know, others that fall in that category, Mateen Cleaves, some that didn't have much success at all, Tyus Edney. You know, like those kind of guys have had success at the college level. You can have success at the college level that way, but it doesn't mean that you're going to translate to the NBA. And vice versa. You know, you can be an NBA superstar and not carry your team through the college tournament. I understand how that doesn't make sense in a way, because you would think, all right, this guy's a dominant NBA player. How is he not dominating in college? Kevin Durant, He got to the second round of the NCAA tournament. If you were to put Kevin Durant on an NCAA team now, and he's healthy, you assume, oh, they're going to win the championship, right? But that, you know, college stifles individual talent in a lot of ways. So Zion in college didn't have the kind of spacing he's going to have at the NBA level. Obviously, not everything ran through him. And his teammates weren't as good. I mean, another thing that's going to help, especially somebody like him who plays the way he plays, is NBA-level teammates who are going to space the floor for him, going to get him the ball in the right spots. But there's two things Zion has that you can't teach and there's no answer for. One of them is a motor. I mean, he goes. He may be a big dude, but he moves. He moves quickly. He moves often. He doesn't, you know, slow down at all on the court. He's chasing loose balls, hustling around out there, all those things. And then, you know, physically, he's just a freak. The NBA is full of physical freaks. I mean, think about it this way. We're going to talk about the China controversy in a second. Part of the reason is basketball is popular all around the world. It's popular across the globe. It's very easy to play. You know, you only need a ball and you find a court and you're playing basketball. You can at least work on your game that way. So you have people playing basketball all around the world. Obviously, in this country, it's one of the major sports and is incentivized as, you know, a dream for many people. It pays a lot of money. You make a lot of money if you make it to the NBA. So there's like no one who makes it to the NBA or is capable of playing the NBA and it's like, nah, I don't want to do that. Because it's not like football where you have to deal with the damages that come from it or anything like that. So you take that huge talent pool of people who want to play basketball, and that talent pool comes from all around the world, and then there are just 450 guys who make it. That's it, basically, roughly 450 guys in the NBA. So you're talking about the freaks in the world, right? Like, are already in the NBA. It is a league full of freaks. And Zion looks like a freak in a league full of freaks. He's just different. Sometimes people are just different. You know, Shaquille O'Neal was just different. LeBron James was just different. And now Zion is just different. In fact, he reminds me of Shaq more than probably any other player. He is if Draymond Green was Shaquille O'Neal. Or if Shaquille O'Neal was Draymond Green. However you want to put it. He's just a beast. He's a beast. And, you know, there are going to be hiccups along the way. He's not a finished product right now. Duh. Not a finished product right now. He's going to have to refine his game. Obviously, you know, we've seen with someone like Giannis what you're going to need to be able to break out in the half-court offense in the playoffs when the entire defense is geared to stop you. You need your own to be able to get your own shot. You need to be able to shoot from the outside. He did hit a three last night. But those are the things I expect in year three, you know, year four, when someone might make the jump from all-star to MVP and champion. You know, that's the trajectory, the normal path that you see from even the greatest superstars. Most of the greatest superstars don't show up and are at their very best, that they get there. But Zion is going to show up day one and be an absolute problem. And I don't want to hear anyone else say ever again, wait till he sees grown men. Done. Stop saying that, please. That kid is grown. He's grown and growing. 10 million strong and growing. I don't remember what that's from, but I know it's, what was that from?
Flintstones.
Is it the vitamins?
Vitamins.
Okay, yeah. I mean, well, Zion is made of Flintstones vitamins. His blood pumps Flintstones vitamins because he is he's got grown man strength. He's going to make one of the grown men look like a little baby on the court with the ball coming through the net. onto his head. What a beast. And that's why, you know, I say Zion Williamson will be better at the NBA level than he was at the college level. 855-212-4227. And we know how hyped he was at the college level, of course. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. What are we, a week away from the NBA? That's wild, yo. I mean, I'm excited. That's sick. The NBA season is going to be so awesome. You know, like, there's more parity in the NBA right now than there is in the NFL, isn't it? At this moment, is there more parity in the NBA than the NBA gets smashed for no parity, rightfully so at times, but haven't the Patriots been just as dominant as the Warriors were during that run when we said the NBA was broken? They've got as many championships in the same period of time. They've got as many, or four out of the last five Super Bowl appearances. They're undefeated this year. And this year in the NBA, it's much more wide open. So we don't know what's going to happen. But one thing I do know is going to happen is Zion is going to put numbers on the board. 855-212-4227. Like I said, we will wade into the NBA-China controversy as well. I have some thoughts on those who want everyone to have a thought on this. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's coming to you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, I'll get to the China situation now. I see a tweet from the NBA. LeBron James prepares for NBA China games action. LeBron has not really spoken, I don't think, on this at all. Of course, the media availability has been canceled by the NBA to some controversy. And this is not, I don't think, a very clear-cut topic. I feel like this is one that lives in a gray area. You know, I know that's hard. Nuance is hard for some people. But I really do think that. I mean, the NBA made a mistake with their initial statement. Their initial statement was not good. It was very wishy-washy, and it seemed like it condemned Daryl Morey and threw him under the bus. And then there was the instance where the reporter who was asking, I think it was Russell Westbrook and James Harden, a question about all this was cut off and said, we're only asking basketball questions. That wasn't a good look either, though the NBA says that was not an NBA decision. That was, and that was the wrong decision. Those are the two things that I think were handled poorly. Other than that, I don't think this has been handled as poorly as some of the critics might say. I think Adam Silver's follow-up to the initial statement was correct and did actually a tough job relatively well, and that is trying to toe the line between respect to China and not offending China, and also saying, hey, you know, our players and people involved with the NBA are allowed to say what they want. You know, this all started because of a tweet. And I wonder how much Daryl Morey regrets that tweet, not because he doesn't believe it and not because anybody shouldn't say what they believe. I am 100% in favor of people standing up for what they believe in and expressing their beliefs, 100%. But Daryl Morey's initial tweet, while it was clear what he was supporting, I think it was vague in a sense that I don't think people are as familiar with the issue as the media wants them to be. And his tweet didn't enlighten anybody to that. It was just kind of like, oh, I'm putting this up. And of course, China reacted as it has been known to do. And, you know, censorship is a real issue in China. I think South Park just did an episode about that this week. So what was the NBA's reaction? Was part of it protecting the money? Of course. Let's not, you know, no one's naive. or at least I'm not naive here. We know that the bottom line is important to all these businesses. The NBA is a business like so many others, and they're all protective of the bottom line. And the money coming in from China is significant. The interest in the NBA in China is significant. So does the NBA want to take away that market? Of course they don't. Of course they don't. At the same time, it's not like they silenced anybody. You know, they canceled the media availability, I think, to do the players a favor. But the players, if any player wants to speak on this, they are welcome to. No one's stopping them. LeBron, if he wants to say something about this and get everybody's attention, he can do that in a second. He could say it in a tweet. He could say it on Instagram, wherever he wants to say it, and it'll be everywhere in 2 seconds, and I'll be talking about it. So part of it was, of course, protecting business interests, but I don't think they sold their soul to do so. Again, you know, Adam Silver said Daryl Morey has the right to express what he wants to express. But there are, you know, can be consequences to things you say. Not that there should be any for what he said, but in China, you know, like it's different. And I think a lot of people are learning as they go. I'm someone who's learning as I go on this. And really what's bothered me the most is how hypocritical some people have been. And those are the people who are accusing NBA players of being hypocritical. You know, it's the same people that told NBA players to shut up and dribble that are demanding that they speak out on this issue. And, Steve Kerr and Steph Curry both sort of said that they don't have the knowledge base to speak with authority. And I feel them because I'm in the same boat. I'm quick and have been quick to criticize some issues over here. But you know why? I live with them. They are day-to-day issues. I'm familiar with what's going on. I understand the ramifications. I live here. So I feel comfortable that what I'm saying is correct and I'm speaking with authority on it. When it comes to the protests in China and Hong Kong, there's a certain, if you're going to just ask me, where do you stand on freedom versus not freedom? Of course, I'm going to stand on the freedom side. If you tell me, you know, where do you stand on human rights abuses and whatnot? Of course, I'm going to say human rights abuses should not happen. But that's not as cut and dry as some want to make this out to be cute, because they're disingenuous. A lot of those people are disingenuous with what they're saying. There's, you know, a lot of those people are the same people who are scared to say anything critical about a lot of the un-American things happening in America. A lot of those people are the same people who would never want to see Colin Kaepernick play a down of football because he protested. A lot of those people are the same people who lash out at the NBA when they speak out about the issues here. And now they're demanding they speak out about the issues somewhere else. Again, you know, I stand on the side of freedom. I am against human rights abuses. But do I have a full understanding of the geopolitical climate of China? No, I do not. I understand that the protests started over a bill that would have allowed extradition from Hong Kong to China. And it has morphed from there and of course, taken on a bigger life. But I don't think most of the people listening to me right now know everything about that issue. I also don't think the fans care about this nearly as much as the media does. I think this is much more of a media-generated story than a fan-generated story. You know, and I thought Steve Kerr had a really good comment, a strong comment, when he was asked, why, you know, if he was asked about the human rights abuses in China. And he said, well, no, but they didn't ask me about people having AR-15s and mowing people down in malls either. You know, like, there is a bit of our business versus their business at play. So I think the NBA is playing a delicate game of trying to toe the line to protect the money and, you know, show the respect, if you will, to China, while also not trying to undermine their core values, which allow players to speak or people associated with the league to speak and have an opinion to speak freely and express themselves. And I think they're going to get away from it relatively unscathed, to be honest. You know, China has backed off the stance a little bit. And there's one more game to be played, and then they're going to be out of there. And then we're going to be on to the next news cycle. And, you know, it's fine if you have an issue and want to speak out. It should be. It should be fine if anybody there wants to have an issue and wants to speak out. But I'm very skeptical of all the people who have become advocates when it comes to China all of a sudden. And if you don't think anybody should be doing business with China, fine. That can be your stance, but then you might want to take your phone out your pocket.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't, because I shouldn't platform these people. But I just want to make a point with their ignorance and anger for a second. Because I'm talking, when I've said the people who are criticizing the NBA the hardest on China are completely disingenuous, and I believe that they're completely and utterly disingenuous. Those who are demanding NBA players speak out on China are the same people who told them to shut up and dribble. And they're calling them hypocrites. They're the hypocrites. They're so hypocritical, I can't even fathom it. Some of the politicians that I've seen go at the NBA on China won't say a damn word about anything that's going on over here. And then all of a sudden, they got batteries in their backs to talk about China. Now, if you want to criticize the NBA for kowtowing to China, fair. If you want to say the NBA is putting dollars before other things, that's a reasonable position. If you want to enlighten people on the issues of China and why we should care, that's fair. But if you just want to take shots for the sake of taking shots because it's an opportunity, nah, that ain't going to fly. I ain't dumb. Stanley Gloster tweets in, you're just as much as a hypocrite as the NBA. You don't know that much about China. Laugh out loud. Yeah, whatever. They took the money and shut up and dribble. By the way, the same guns have been shooting up black neighborhoods for years. That is a racist talking point, and you know it. And you're only using it because I referenced what Steve Kerr said about how China doesn't ask him about people with AR-15 shooting up malls. Jay Gelman tweets in, you're bumbling this China thing as usual. You support and encourage them when they bash POTUS and cops. Not cut and dry, disingenuous. Kaepernick calls cops pigs. You're talking out of both ends. What does Kaepernick's comments, which by the way, I condemned when Kaepernick, the pig socks, when he wore those, I said that was not a good look. I can support the cause that Kaepernick has brought to the table without supporting every single thing the guy has done or saying everything. When he said he didn't vote, I said that wasn't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and support that, you know, full throttle. When he wore those socks, I said maybe that's not a great look for even, you know, understanding why he's angry. So no, shut up. I mean, you want to talk about when you're using the, you're telling on yourselves when they bash. You know, and then he's lumping Kaepernick in with NBA players. That they is doing a lot of work. So, I mean, I both of those tweets I just read were flat out racist. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Robert in Dallas. Robert, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. I want to be respectful to you. I want to enlighten you, and I want to help you with your lack of geopolitical knowledge.
Okay.
I am an educated person. I'm also a realist. I have a pretty good understanding of what's happening around me. The NBA is not the only only organization or business that is capitulating to China. Many American companies, including Apple, the phone I'm on right now, mm-hmm. is capitulating to China. This is a country that we may have to fight in 5 to 10 years. This goes way beyond NBA basketball. That is why you're seeing the passion from people like me who understand that we are dealing with a country that has a $14 trillion economy. It is only $8 trillion less than the United States. Mm-hmm. It will overtake the United States in gross domestic product in less than 5 to 10 years.
All of this I'm aware of. I still don't understand the
Okay. Here's the bottom line. You're dealing with a country that locks up millions of people just for their political views. They have no free press. They are trying to take over the countries around it. I was hopeful that the NBA would come out, and I understand they have to toe the line. I get that. To compare China to the United States is like comparing Germany in 1937 to the United States. There is absolutely no comparison for the way that they are acting compared to us. The immaturity, the lack of knowledge that the NBA is showing right now because of money has completely turned off a fan who grew up watching Julius Erving, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and now has to deal with the modern NBA. It disgusts me on every level that the fact that they are so uneducated on what this country is doing. There are hundreds of thousands of young kids fighting in Hong Kong literally for their lives. And to kick out people in a stadium in Philadelphia that are wearing a shirt that says Free Hong Kong.
Well, they should not be kicked out for that shirt, of course. I don't think their explanation for that was not that that was the reason that they were kicked out, that other stuff was going on. I respect your – look, you could say you're not watching the NBA because of this, and I'm not going to get mad about that, dude. Everyone's allowed and entitled to feel as strongly as they want about an issue. I don't think it's fair to cast the NBA players as ignorant the way you are because – again, that it would reach over to a lot of Americans who are dealing with the day-to-day issues here, following the news cycle here, where there are a lot of tendencies here that are pushing towards a more authoritarian viewpoint that you are condemning. Now, over there, the protests, again, I'm not informed enough to speak, and I'm a smart, educated person, so I don't appreciate because I'm not as learned as some on this particular issue being talked about as if I'm not. Now, in this case, I understand the genesis of the protest, and of course, I condemn censorship or keeping people down, but there is a bit of also our business versus their business, and the NBA players were thrust into this situation. They didn't ask to enter this situation. The other times when they've talked, they're asking to enter the situation. It's an issue that they are passionate about. In this case, they were thrust into it. And that doesn't mean that somebody isn't going to speak up later down the line when they're, you know, as I am in many cases, learning as I go about this. And clearly, yes, the bottom line is the bottom line. And that so is that. Wait, hold on. One more thought before I'll let you respond.
Okay.
The one thing I think we can completely agree on is the number one reason that this is happening is the economy of China and the power that they hold in the world's economy. And they were flexing their muscles a bit here.
Okay, they're doing a lot more than flexing their muscles, and that's the frustration of people like me. When Popovich and the coach of Golden State,
Steve Kerr,
compare guns to China, it's laughable because we know we have a gun problem issue in this country. We also know that guns keep Americans free.
Well, so I mean that's a subjective opinion, and he's not comparing them. He's saying we have issues in America that they are not asking me about, and therefore, you know, I am not answering necessarily questions about what's going on there.
But there's no comparison, is what I'm trying to tell you. I know every country has issues. Even we do in America. You're right. But there's no comparison to a country like China who is flexing their muscle, to use your words, to intimidate the countries around it, to have them so fearful that they can't even fish in the oceans around their countries because China's building islands and establishing military bases. My point is, if you're going to have an opinion, get educated on the country is doing.
But Robert, I'm in the process. Well, first of all, I'm in the process of, you know, here's the thing. I think it is wise to not have your strongest opinion until you have all of the information. That is something I'm not sitting here using it as an excuse to bury my head in the sands. I have been informing myself more and more on the issue, but it's not as simple, I don't think, as people are making it out to be. And the protests themselves are related to some of the bigger issues in China, but they specifically started because of a bill as well. And I don't think, you know, most Americans are acutely aware of that. And I don't think it's fair to ask NBA players to be as aware of the climate and the politics of China as they are in America, where they're consuming the news cycle, where it's directly affecting them, where the president is tweeting at them. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Chris in Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Robin Lundberg, you did it again. I love you for it.
What did I do this time?
You bring up the issues that need to be addressed. They're stretched between sports and politics as well. My opinion on this whole China and NBA situation, I understand that the bottom dollar does matter, but at the same time, how far do we stretch our morals and morals versus the bottom dollar? Because money be damned if literally, like, if kids are getting killed for just having a voice, the hell with the bottom dollar. I mean, I somewhat actually do support the general manager of the Rockets, actually. And I actually do like the Rockets for doing that.
Well, it's not the Rockets have pushed back further on Maury than the NBA has. I mean, Tillman Fertitta, their owner, he basically immediately tried to walk that back because I don't think Daryl Morey understood what the reaction to that tweet was going to be. But I think the NBA has tried to toe the line. Again, I think from being respectful to China, but also not undermining their core values.
That's when you're respectful to draw the line because we don't actually live that kind of government. We're of it. With democracy, not a communist society.
Sure, and Daryl Morey has not been punished for what he said. He could say something again if he wants to. No one's stopping anybody from speaking. What's happening over there, I think, is they're saying the players don't really feel comfortable on this topic, so we're trying to protect them again because they were thrown into it. But they haven't. No one's been silenced either.
Exactly, and as well as the people that you said the politicians that said they should speak on it, I'm sitting there like they claim America's first, but first of all saying this at the same time we have problems that they actually speak on that still aren't even addressed.
No, I mean, look, again, the same people who I really believe this, the same people who are saying, you know, that they need to speak out against the, you know, un-American stuff that's going on in China are the same people who haven't said a word about the un-American stuff that's happening in America. Jim in Maine. Jim, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, thank you for bringing this up. I couldn't agree with you more. The caller two back that said that we need to be more geopolitically intelligent, I would beg to disagree with him because where were these politicians that are complaining now a week ago? They were dead silent on this issue. Not at all. The President of the United States, you talk about morality versus money. President said he's not going to talk about Hong Kong while he's negotiating the financial trade deals. So this is a means to pick on the players because they have liberal opinions.
100%. I think you nailed it right on the head.
The president tweeted about, actually spoke about Kerr and Popovich because they're liberal coaches who have a different point of view than he does. This is in the same week where the president said, we won in Syria. He turned his back on our allies, and hundreds of them have actually been killed.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the president because he's got his own issues to deal with. I think it doesn't get us anywhere. But yeah, he has put himself in here because it's an easy look. He's done this many times. It was with the NFL players before, but Steve Kerr had it right when he said. Actually, I will play the audio now. Shep, when he said something about it being a shiny object he can use.
It was really surprising, but mainly just because it was me, you know. And then you stop and you think, well, this is just every day. This is just another day. So I was the shiny object yesterday. There was another one today. There'll be a new one tomorrow, and the circus will go on. So it's just strange, but it happened.
You know, and I think that's been, you know, it's like red meat in the sense that he could throw to a certain group. But as far as actually making progress or dealing with any substance on the issue, I don't think it's worthwhile at all to involve the president. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. What are your thoughts on the NBA China situation? Do you care? Do the fans care? That's a question I want to ask. Do fans care about this? Because I do think, you know, look, you've been inundated with it for about a week now. When did the Maury tweet happen? On Saturday of last week? So it's been about a week. This story started about a week ago, and it's filled a week's worth of news cycles. But I do wonder if the media is more passionate about this than the fans are. Because I honestly, here's what I think. And this is not about my opinion on any of the issues at hand, just like reading the situation. I think the NBA is going to get out of China relatively unscathed with the relationship, I mean, and come back to the States, and this is going to blow over. Now, the next time something happens, I think some of these guys should be a little bit more prepared on the topic, as anyone who's intelligent would be, as I will be the next time I talk about it. I will be more prepared to talk about it next time around than I am this time around. I'm trying to get prepared in the moment, you know, and I'm learning as I go. But again, you're not, it's not wise to speak on authority with authority on something you're not completely versed in versus the things that you feel comfortable speaking on. We all experience that. That's not being cowardly. That's being smart. Now, you should also educate yourself in the process, but until you are educated and feel comfortable about it, you don't have to weigh in on every topic. 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.